From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham on News Talk 1240 KODY.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. This morning, we may take a little trip down memory lane, a little nostalgia. I have Lawrence Taylor with Daisy Outdoor Products on this morning. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Rick. I'm doing well.
We were talking off air about, I think most every kid in the world has a Daisy story behind them from their childhood, and I'm sure you're no exception.
Sure. In fact, I was just talking to someone yesterday that was someone with Crystal Bridges Museum here over in Bentonville, Arkansas. It's a world-class museum, and he was telling me about his experiences when he was young with the Daisy BB gun, and I love hearing those kind of stories. I remember coming home from school, elementary school, and my dad having a BB gun that's just out of the blue, and what an incredible memory that I spent with my dad on the front porch shooting cans, and then eventually, as he taught me, you know, all of those lessons that everybody still holds today whenever they're hunting, muzzle control and keeping your finger off the trigger and keeping the safety on, and all those things that he taught me with the Daisy BB gun.
Oh, yeah.
Getting into a fist fight with my cousin when he wanted to take my BB gun home with him. You know, just those.
That was just wrong. That deserved a fist fight.
That's right.
Oh, I same here. I mean, I have so many memories of childhood, and then as my boys were growing up, they got to about the, you know, I get a question a lot of time from people who said, what age should you start a kid with a BB gun? Well, that's totally dependent upon really whether the kid's ready. You know, I've seen some kids that were ready to shoot, you know, controlled environment shooting at 5, 6 years old. I've seen adults at 50 that I wouldn't want to be around with a BB gun. Any firearm. But my boys, our rule was when they wanted to shoot, we'd go out in the backyard and shoot until they were tired. But as soon as I handed them the BB rifle, you know, all the safety parameters were on. And if you violated anything, we were done for that day. Well,
right.
my oldest boy was always very serious, very methodical about everything he did. We never had a problem. We'd go out, and then, you know, as a young kid, we'd shoot 10, 15 minutes, and we were done. My number two boy, when he came along, there were some days we didn't get out of the house.
Hey, I've got two boys like that myself.
Now, how long have you been with Daisy, and when did you take over for your predecessor, Mr. Murfin, who I've known for years?
Yeah, Joe Murfin was just a legendary PR guy here, and I could never take his place, but I wear different shoes. I came to work here. I'm working on my third year. Joe has gone over to curate the museum. We actually have our own museum here.
Yes.
In Rogers, Arkansas, downtown, and it's a fantastic little museum.
I want to get there one of these days and do that. I've got a couple of the books Joe have written about Daisy and all that, and like I said, I've known him for years. But it is just a piece of America, you know, whatever they want to call it, Americana, you know, a piece of history for us.
Oh, it really is, and you know, even going back, and you can see those in the museum, how the progression of Daisy, the company, came through from being in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, being an incredible leader in the toy gun industry, and then that slowly fading away into the focus more on BB guns.
Tell us a little bit, with the time we have, we could go forever, but tell us a little bit about the history of Daisy, when it started, and particularly the story about how it got its name, how it became Daisy.
Sure. Well, it was a long time ago, early 1880s or so. A gentleman named Clarence Hamilton, outside of Detroit, Michigan, started a company called Plymouth Iron Windmill Company. And they built big, heavy windmills made, obviously, of iron. And they were great products, a good alternative to the wooden ones that existed at the time when, you know, wood had a definite short shelf life, that the iron ones could be, you know, they would work for 100 years. But they were also very heavy and bulky, and there wasn't the media avenues now to get advertising or get the word out. So, you know, a salesman just actually had to put it in a stagecoach and take it around, and that limited them to about 100 miles around the facility, and business was going down. And in fact, they met one day in the late 1880s to close the company. And it was that day after that that a guy brought in a design for an all-iron BB gun. And BB guns were all wood at the time, too. So once the head of the company shot the gun, he said, "Boy, that's a daisy." And that would be like today them saying, you know, "Boy, that's lit," or like me and you would say, you know, that's cool, or
right,
you know, that's, it's just a remark that they said about the gun. So that kind of stuck.
I've always loved that story. Now, we just got back beyond Christmas, Lawrence, and what do you remember when you got your first long box under the Christmas tree?
It would have been several years after I got my first daisy that I actually got one for Christmas, and it was from my dad's parents, from my grandparents. And they lived, of course, out in the country like we did. And, you know, when you live out like that, you just, I remember unwrapping it and loading it up and then heading out the back door, and you didn't see me the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Far better than video games.
Yeah.
I actually had, like I said, I had my daisy. I think the first one I ever unwrapped from a present was the Model 25, the pump. Loved that gun, and
that's a great gun.
Ended up handing that one down to my brother and getting a better one later on, a more powerful one. Of course, mm-hmm. You know, it with kids, you know, as soon as you get a BB gun, you got to get one with more power. Keep up,
right.
Up in the thing. But I had one time where my grandmother was going to pay me to catch all the grasshoppers in her garden. And I decided to go out, and I just started sniping them with my air rifle and bringing them to her, you know, with just the body.
Sure.
And she said she'd give me, I don't know, a nickel a piece or something like that. Well, apparently I was a good enough shot that the bounty was getting a little expensive for her. But my dad and my grandfather always anteed up and kept me going, but... That was a lot. Some of my early shooting, early memories with that.
Those early memories do stick with you too.
Yeah,
and that's what's. I'm proud of working here with a company that provides the tool that teaches all those. I always say that, you know, Daisy BB guns teach more lessons than public school.
That's good. I think you're on the right track there.
You learn so much that sticks with you throughout your entire life.
We need to combine that with one of the a study I want done. How many kids that grow up hunting, fishing, and shooting, where are they 20 years down the road as opposed to the kids that just go to school and get in a DARE program?
Mm-hmm.
I really think I know the answer to that one without a study.
I do too. We hold every year the Daisy Nationals, which is a Daisy National BB Gun Championship, where we have up to 75 teams of 7 kids each come in from all across the country, you know, from Oregon to Virginia to Texas. They all come in to Arkansas and shoot for the national championship. And they're ages 8 to 15. Now, I talk to people there, people at the hotel, at the facility, and they say this is the best event that we have all year, because these kids are more well behaved, and you know, there's no
right.
run in the halls in the middle of the night. There's no, I mean, the kids
disciplined.
That are brought up shooting, they're disciplined. Yeah.
Yeah, they know what the world's all about, and they're taking part in it. And I'm the same way. I love them. I love it like that. We mentioned Christmas. Did Daisy offer anything new this year for Christmas? Was there any new rifles or models?
You know, you may have heard of the Red Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you have. And that gun we brought out in 1940. So this year, 2020, we celebrate 80 years of that gun being in production.
Wow.
And we had an 80th anniversary model that has a medallion in the stock, and it has a special engraving on the forearm. That gun is still available, will be available. We sold a lot of them through Walmart, but you can get them through the Daisy Museum if anybody's interested. Just Google Daisy Museum and get the phone number and give them a call.
Very nice. 80 years in production. There are darn few companies out there that have, can say they have anything that's been 80 years in production. Excellent.
No, you really can't. You know, you think of some of the sporting equipment, maybe a Louisville Slugger. You know, they've been in business for an awful long time, but you're hard put to name three products that have been in production that long.
Very good. As far as young shooters, which we've talked about a lot already, what would you recommend as a good starter air rifle for them?
Well, for the smaller framed youth, we make the Model 105 Buck, which is the smallest BB gun we make. It's a very short stock. And you know how you take a youth out to teach them marksmanship and gun safety, and they stick the Red Ryder stock underneath their arm, or you know,
right.
they try to rest it up on top of the shoulder because it's just too long for them. This smaller stock on the Buck, that smaller stock will fit them, and it's so much better when you're trying to teach them how to do things, because the gun actually fits like a gun should.
Yes, by coincidence, I have one of those.
Oh, good.
And saving it for, I've got a almost 4-year-old grandson, and one of these days we'll probably have that out working with it. One of my favorite air rifles that you've ever produced is the Model 99 Champion. And if I remember right, that is supposed to be the most accurate gun at the 5-meter air gun competition the world has ever known.
Yes, the 499. That's
499.
That's right. That's what every competitor uses at the Daisy Nationals. And the first time that I worked that event, I was just floored at the accuracy. I mean, that all of the kids are better shots than I am.
Oh, yeah. You look at some of those targets, and I mean, they're stacking bullets in the same hole.
Yes, right. There's 10 ragged shots right there, 10 ragged holes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the most accurate 5-meter BB gun in the world. And then this year, or last year, I guess, we introduced the 599, which is a 10-meter BB gun that is the step up. You know, they go from the 5-meter BB, and then they, just like with getting more power, they move on up to the steps of competition to the 10-meter air rifle. And it also is one of those guns that is going to shoot where you point it.
I have I love air rifles and pistols because I constantly practice with them. You can do a lot with working on your mechanics and your form and everything like that with an air pistol as well as you can with a rimfire or centerfire.
Sure.
And where I live, I have no restrictions about sitting on my back porch, my patio, and set my targets up and shoot, do that
right.
Literally, you know, several times a week I'm out there. Even in inclement weather, I may still be shooting.
Sure.
When you get to that level that you want to increase your proficiency and stuff like that in practice, you know, let's call it adult mode, What do you suggest for an adult or experienced shooter to maintain their practice and their abilities?
Well, if you're talking pistols, then we, and in fact our sister company, Gammo, make several pistols that duplicate the size and dimensions and weight of some of your, you know, your other, your Berettas and your other firearms.
Right.
So you can look through, like, our model 426, you know, it closely mimics, you know, that of a Beretta handgun.
Mm-hmm.
There's other others that mimic the size and weight of a Glock, and, you know, you can use those, and like you said, it duplicates every aspect of you shooting a high powered firearm.
Right, and they're I have a few models like that, and they are so close to being like their center fire cousins, if you want to call it that. That
mm-hmm.
Maybe some slight difference in the weight is about all you can tell.
There is. That's right. I know that we have, like the one that I mentioned, we duplicated the weight as closely as possible, and Gammo also has a couple of models that just pretty much duplicate the, and that's what they're intended for, is practice. You can shoot them 100 times for the cost that you shoot.
Oh yeah.
You know, 3 times with a firearm.
Very cheap entertainment.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a commercial break real quick, Lawrence, but when we come back, I want to talk about what you got going forward this year.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll be back right after these messages, folks. Stay with us.
On Tuesday, the Turtle, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, announced that he had the votes to go ahead with Trump's impeachment trial without calling witnesses or hearing any new evidence, despite what the Democrats are demanding. Now, the Turtle said that those issues will be decided after the trial begins, after senators hear the stupid, flimsy, rot-gut case that the ultra-partisan, Trump-hating Democrats in the House threw together in a desperate election year attempt to take Trump out. Hours after the Turtle said he had the votes, Speaker Pelosi said that she would soon transmit the 2 articles of impeachment to the Senate once McConnell makes the rules public. Dianne Feinstein told Pelosi to get on the stick to send him over. So it looks like Pelosi is going to have to blink. She loses, the Turtle wins. Now, the outcome of this political theater is known. Senate Democrats will vote to convict Trump. The Republicans will vote to acquit, and Trump will remain in office stronger than ever. What isn't known is how the fringe kook Democrat base is going to react. Will they applaud the losing effort, or will they punish their own party for yet another abject failure? Are they tired of losing yet? We do know this. Republicans will be super energized going into the November elections. And Democrats, you people better fasten your seatbelts, because you are a shrinking minority. Don't doubt me.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Cloudy for today, snow in the area, up to an inch could accumulate. Temperatures hold steady for the most part across the region. North winds increase to 10 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, clearing skies and diminishing winds. Lows drop to 1 above, and then highs get close to 30 on Saturday. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport, with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Lawrence Taylor this morning with Daisy Outdoor Products. I said I wanted to talk a little bit about moving forward, what you got here, Lawrence. Now, do you get to go to the SHOT Show this year?
Yes, I go to SHOT every year. Seems like this is my 12th, 13th SHOT Show.
Oh, wow. Now, who were you with before? You said you were like 3 years with Daisy, so you had to be in the industry somewhere.
Right, I was with Pradco's hunting division,
okay.
Working with Knight and Hale and some of those legendary companies.
Very good. So, Now, SHOP sometimes has a lot of secrecy around it. Can you divulge anything that Daisy's going to be introducing at the SHOP show?
I can talk about one thing.
Okay.
We've produced, you know, we licensed the Winchester name.
Yes.
With Winchester Air Rifles. So we have produced a, what is a Winchester Air Rifles Model 12. It is a
like the shotgun?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly, so that your youth can have a BB gun that's just like Dad's duck gun, or it's, you know, shoots 350 feet per second. You know, you pump it and get a single BB shot.
That's plenty good for shooting targets in the backyard.
Right. It gives you the more training into what you're going to be graduating up to whenever you're ready for a shotgun.
Now, if I had my wish, years ago, Daisy produced what they call the Model 21, which was the Winchester 21 side-by-side shotgun.
Yeah.
I have been chasing those in auctions for years, trying to get one.
Those are hard to get.
I hope in a week and a half or so I can look at what's coming out of SHOT and you guys got that one.
Oh, I wish.
I would love that. You said you've been to SHOT many times. What's your favorite part of that show, that week that you're there, or a few days that you're there?
Just getting to see all the people that, you know, you've worked with in the past. And, you know, there's so many people that you might go on hunts with and, you know, see them once every year or 2 years or 3 years. But, you know, when you spend time with these guys outside the industry on, you know, whether you're hunting deer or in a duck blind or anything, you really become good friends with them, but you don't ever get to see them any time other than SHOT Show, or if you actually can carve out the time to set up a hunt and reconnect with these guys. So really, it's just like everything else in life, it's the people around you that make things worthwhile.
It's amazing how those type of relationships can almost instantly be formed, and you're bonded with them until one or the other dies.
That's right.
It's just a great fraternity, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where can people go to see all your programs or your website, all like that? Give them the information on how to get there.
Well, it's really simple. It's daisy.com. The foresight of the leaders here at Daisy 25 years ago or so to claim the domain name of simply daisy.com.
Yep.
It was fantastic. You know, we've had, you know, Daisy Fuentes contacted us once trying to buy the domain name, and she didn't have enough money to do it. So
there's I'll comment too that if you go to daisy.com, it's a very well laid out website. There's a lot of websites you get on there and you get lost because you can't find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have got it down pretty well. You can click on pistol, rifle, accessories, whatever, and you go right to all the models, and it gives you all the data. It's pretty cool.
Oh, and yeah, in fact, we just revamped that website last year, and then we brought out in late summer, early fall, the Adult Red Rider. And
yes.
We just had, at that time, 10,000 of those guns, and I swear the effectiveness of that website and the ease of use, everybody found it, and we're out of them until February or March now. So
one final question, sir. If somebody sees something they want but can't find it locally, can you order off the website?
Oh gosh, yes. I suggest that. That's the best place, because we're often doing sales where you can get it for a good price and quite often free shipping, especially to, you know, somewhat local areas like Nebraska.
Very good. I sure appreciate you taking the time to be on the show with me this morning, sir, and you have a great time at SHOT, and have a great weekend.
All right. Well, hope to see you there.
We're working on it.
Okay.
Go over and look at Wyndham Weaponry's booth.
Okay.
As I say, that's my company. But anyway.
Will do.
All righty.
I'll see you.
Take care. Folks, that's it for this week. Catch you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.